The following story has been brought to you by StoriesToInspire.org.
I just want to end off and tell you an incredible story. And this is something that I get a little bit emotional when I tell this one over. The story goes back over 10 years. 10 years. On a Thursday night, I was sitting with a small group of guys learning in the old shul. There was one guy on the table. He was learning unbelievable. And you could see not just that he was learning unbelievable, but you could see in the guy that he was made for learning. This guy's a very popular guy. This guy was the captain of the basketball team of his high school. I don't want to say the name because people will figure it out. He was a captain of the basketball team of his high school. Always the most popular guy sociably. Everyone loved this guy. After learning, you know, I put my arm around the guy to give him a pat on the back, a smack on the back. And tell him how great he learned that night. And I see that he wasn't wearing tzitzit. By the way, that's one of the tricks that the rabbis have, you know, to know if a guy is wearing tzitzit or not. It's the old smack on the t-shirt back. It's a giveaway. It's a dead giveaway. I turned to the guy and I said, hey, why are you wearing tzitzit? What's going to take for you to wear tzitzit? Do you know what tzitzit is? I started telling him, tzitzit, it's a bulletproof vest. Tzitzit, it's shmirah. Every step you take, it's another mitzvah. You can't go wrong with tzitzit. I mean, how wouldn't you want to walk around with that protection, with the shmirah of tzitzit? They told me, nah, Rabbi, tzitzit was always the one thing he told me that he just didn't like. It was itchy, and it was this, and it was that, and it was sweaty. He didn't want it. I said, listen, come on. A guy like you, I love you to death. I want you to wear a pair of tzitzit just that I'm comfortable that there's a security system around you, that you're protected. A guy like you, I want to go all the way. Come on, what's it going to take to get you to wear tzitzit? I told him, you know, I got an idea. You're captain of the basketball team. He said, yeah. So how about me and you, we'll go to the gym, we'll have a one-on-one, 7-gamer. If I beat you, you wear tzitzit for 30 days, for a month. You beat me, I will walk around 30 days with whatever you tell me to wear. Tell me to wear jeans. I don't know how I'll keep my job as a rabbi, but whatever you tell me, I'll do it. I'm a man of my word, and so to you. We got a deal. Guy looks at me and says, Rabbi, you sure you want to do this? I'm the captain of the basketball team. I said, I know who you are. You're mine. You want to do it? He says, I'd love to. I'd love to see you walk around it with a pink, silver, shiny, polished kippah. I said, okay. And green sneakers. I said, no problem. Rabbi, you're really down for this? I said, yeah. Even with a purple jacket? I said, I'm ready. Talk to me. You're in? He says, I'm in. Good. When do you want to play, Rabbi? Right now. Right now. Right now. It's 10 o'clock at night, Thursday night. Yeah, right now. He says, where do you want to go? I said, we'll go over to your school. Sure, the school's open. The gym's open. We'll have a one-on-one. He says, okay, but you know, your gear, sweatpants, sweatshirt. I said, no, Maffy. No sweatpants, no sweatshirt. White shirt, pleated pants, and tie. He says, you sure? I said, yeah, maybe I'll take off the jacket. That's it. Came to the school. In the locker room, he's suiting up. He had an old pair of sneakers that were not even close to my size. I'm sitting there on the bench, a white shirt and a tie with pleated pants, trying to get my feet into these sneakers that were like 6 sizes too small. I felt like Cinderella's sisters, you know, Anastasia and Drizella. And I'm pulling it on, I'm trying to get it on one way or another. I'm going to get the slipper on and my toes are curled. And I get up, and I walk out, and I said, Borei Olam, I'm nothing. You know as well as I do that there's no way I can take this kid, not at this age. I can hardly feel the floor. The sneakers I'm wearing don't even fit my feet. My toes are curled. I'm wearing a white shirt, a tie, and pleated pants, but I'm going to play for you. Can you give me a hand? At least maybe not bushot. And I walked out onto the gym. He turned to me and says, Rabbi, you want to warm up a little bit? I said, honey, I haven't touched a ball in over 10 years. The 3-minute warm-up is not going to do a thing. Let's start the game. He says, you sure? I said, well, here we go. Out of courtesy and age before beauty, I got the ball first. And I took the first shot, and I'm telling you guys, my eyes were closed and I was mumbling shit on my alot. I opened my eyes and all I saw was net. Swish! Shh, Borei Olam, you're with me. I took another shot. Hit! He looks at me and says, wow, you're really going to give me a run? I said, absolutely. Give you a run for your money. I'm going to get you in those CC, I'm telling you right now. He starts playing. He grabs the ball. He takes a shot. Another shot. It's 2-up. 3-2. 4-2. 4-up. 5-up. 6-up. You got to win by 2. 7-6 mine. He hits the next shot. It's 7-up. This is it. Point game. Whoever gets the next basket wins. I had the ball. I started dribbling around and I'm mumbling to myself, Borei Olam, I just need one more shot. Please. Tamut nafshi im pilishtim. I need this one last shot. Please, just give me this one last shot for the CC, Borei Olam. I took a few steps back. I jumped on a fadeaway, took the shot. I closed my eyes. I opened my eyes and it looked good. The ball's up in the air. And I said, yes, this looks good. It comes, hits the backboard, hits the rim, goes around the rim, you know, the toilet bowl, goes around the rim, the flush, goes around the rim, around and around and around. I said, yes! And it pops out. I thought the ball was in, so I'm already walking off the court. He runs up, he grabs the ball, he runs back, puts his foot behind the line, turns around, walks up on a simple layup, scores. Game over. He wins, and I lose. Then I looked up. Borei Olam, whose side are you on? For a minute, I was like, ah! I was that close! But then I understood. Because as a man's way, I walked up to him and stuck my hand out, and he stuck his hand out, and he shook my hand. And then as I was about to walk away, he says to me, Rabbi, he walks up to me and he gives me a hug. He says to me, I want to tell you something. If it meant this much to you, that you actually came out here tonight in your white shirt and your pants, sneakers that don't fit with a tie, you made a fool out of yourself just to play here on this court with me so I should put on CC. There must be something about these CC that I don't know about. Because I don't know a lot of people that would go that far for something that really is not that much. So you know what? I'm putting on the tzitzit anyways. And you don't have to wear the green hat. And he put on the tzitzit. And he wore those tzitzit. But not for 30 days. He wore them for another 30 days. And then another 30 days. And now 10 years later, and he's still wearing those CC. And then I hopped the brilliance of Borei Olam. If I would have won, then he would have been forced to wear those CC. He lost the bet. You know what a guy reacts when he's forced to do something? Okay, 28 days left. All right, 26. I'm getting these things off of me. Okay, another week. He'll be counting the minutes down, the days down, just to get out of those strings. And then 30 days, hasta la vista, goodbye. But now that he won, now the commitment was built on a warmth and a love. He wore it for 30, and then another 30, and then a year, and another year, and it's 10 years later, and he's still wearing the loving commitment. Our connection. Our warmth and our love is like never before.
Enjoyed this story? Come again. Bring a friend. StoriesToInspire.org